Grandpa?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Huh?
It's not too late to call, is it?
It's pretty early in the morning.
I'm sorry, I just had the worst dream and you were in it. And I wanted to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, we're okay, honey.
Oh, good. I woke up and I was just sweating everywhere. I had the worst dream. Are you doing okay, though?
You're having a nightmare then, huh?
Yeah.
Well, honey, I'm glad you think of us and you're concerned about us and
love
us.
In the dream, it was crazy. You were flying along on a dragon. And then, there was a World War II bomber that came, and there was a machine gun, and it shot the wings of the dragon, and it started spiraling into a volcano.
Oh.
And then that's when I woke up, and I tried to go back to sleep, but as soon as I did, I imagined you inside the volcano, and you were wrestling with demons and vampires in the volcano.
Well, we do wrestle with things like that. Paul said, you know, we wrestle not against spirits and flesh and stuff like that, but we've got real devils in this world that we have to contend with on testimony, in our lives.
I think the dream had something to do with a ring or something. I don't know what it meant. It was just. But are you okay? Everything's okay.
Yeah. You. What'd you eat last night?
Oh, I didn't eat very much. I've been starving myself. I haven't been doing too good.
What? Anything wrong, honey?
No, I lost my appetite, and every time I eat, I make myself puke.
Well, honey, we got you thinking about it. We're okay here. And, in fact, Marcia spent the night with us. Her and Joel, they came by yesterday, and he went home, but we played chicken foot out here, and we had a good day yesterday. And so we enjoy everybody, your mom, and everybody seems concerned about us, and they've been trying to help us and everything.
Oh, that's so good to hear. What did you eat for dinner last night?
What, scallop potatoes?
Oh, that's so nice. How's the weather?
Pretty chilly this morning. It's had some rain, but it's been sort of yucky.
That's terrible.
Real windy.
Yeah, I hate that windy nonsense.
Yeah, it's really got the leaves down.
I was thinking about you. I saw this commercial on TV for these dogs. They come pre-trained, and they fetch you things. Like, they're pre-trained, they're golden retrievers. And I've started saving. I put down a non-refundable deposit on one. So I wanted to have them send it out to you.
Oh.
I already paid for it all.
What is it now?
It's a golden retriever, but they come pre-trained. All you have to do is housebreak them.
Uh-huh.
But they're trained to fetch you things. Like, when you can, that they train them with certain words, like fetch my slippers or fetch a soda. And the dogs, they train them how to open refrigerator doors and all sorts of stuff. They're really smart dogs. I saw it on this infomercial on TV. It's only $2,500, and I've already paid for it all. They're going to be shipping it out to you next week.
What are you doing spending that much money, Pumpkin?
Well, I've been worried about you.
Well, I'm in the Lord's hand, honey. Ain't nothing going to happen to me till he calls me.
Well, no, I just thought having a companion there would be safe. I was up late night. I was watching late night TV one night, and I saw Lassie, and it made me think of Lassie, and I thought maybe you could use a Lassie in your life.
Well, I haven't had one for a long time, but they're nice to have.
Yeah. So anyway, they're going to be sending it out next week. It comes by FedEx, but it's a special segment of FedEx that specializes in shipping live animals.
Oh. Okay, honey.
So it'll be there next week.
Well, thank you, honey.
Oh, you're so welcome. I want to make sure you'll be okay.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing happening to you.
No, well, honey, you know, at our age, one of these days, the Lord's going to call us.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's just, I want you to fight death, you know, fight the Reaper.
Yeah,
I want you to give 1-2 punch knockout.
Okay. You want to say good morning to your grandma?
Yeah.
She's sitting here on the potty.
Oh.
Yes, she is. Say good morning to her.
Hello there.
Grandma, are you on the potty?
Who is this? I know when the phone rang, I ran in here to see what was wrong. Morse wasn't in bed. Who is this?
Grandma, you're going potty all by yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear your voice. Oh, I had the worst dream about Grandpa.
Oh.
And I was just so worried. I woke up all sweaty.
Oh.
And I had to call and make sure everything was okay. But look at you. You're using the potty all by yourself.
Yeah. How sweet of you to call, though.
I
wasn't on the potty until he called. And I run in here and see, we've got a... Have you ever been to our house?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was out here in the family room, and I was in the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
And so I ran out here. I thought maybe something was wrong with him, and he was calling for help and scared the tar out of
him. Oh, my God. Well, are you doing number one or number two?
No, I'm just sitting here.
Are number one or number two?
Well, I just peed.
Oh, number one. Good job.
Yeah, no. No, I was just worried something was wrong somewhere.
Oh, no, everything is okay. I was just calling to make sure Grandpa was okay, but look at you.
You're so
good at number one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Well, happy for you too, huh?
Oh, you're the best, Grandma.
Aw, oh, thank you.
I don't say that enough.
Let me tell more. She said I was the best grandma. Well, thank you, huh?
You really are the best grandma ever.
Aw, thank you, sweetheart. When you gonna come see us?
I was hoping to come see you next week, actually.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I got...
Come on.
Would you mind me coming out for like a week?
I certainly would not.
Really? Okay, I'd help out with all the chores and housework, whatever you need.
Oh, I don't... Oh, yes, come on.
Oh, that would be so great. I'm so proud of you, though. I want to get some pictures of you.
Oh.
You know, before you die.
Oh, well, come on, will you please?
I would love to.
Well, you come on here then.
Okay.
We'll be waiting for you.
I can't wait. I hope we'll make some lemonade and we'll play Twister.
We'll make some lemonade and then we'll play what?
Play Twister.
Twister, I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's just a board game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like Scrabble.
Morse, that's what we played last night.
Oh, you played Twister last night?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so cool.
Uh-huh. Well, you come on and see us.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of you, Grandma. You keep on doing the number one.
Aw, oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you, too. Now don't let me down.
Oh, no, I won't. I'll be there with bells on.
Thank you.
I love you. I'm going to give you a big smooch when I see you.
Oh, you come on home, huh?
I'm going to give you a big old kiss.
Okay, baby.
On the lips.
We love you, babe.
I love you.
Okay, huh?
Bye.
Bye. Bye now.